that's more chamor than Tisha B'Av. But on the other hand, that's one approach. Another approach of why we're going to be more machmir with regard to Asar B'Teva is because of this very pasuk be'etzem hayoyim hazeh, because etzem means the essence of this day, the Torah is being makbid, this calendar day has significance and has to be observed. It's also significant, maybe another reason why we observe it no matter what is because it's not just a tragedy. It's an awareness that the Divrei Nevi'im Emes. So the other days that we observe as a Tainis, we observe as a Tainis with Tisha B'Av, Shavas B'Tamuz, Tzom Gedalia. We're commemorating events. Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the walls were breached, Gedalia was assassinated. Asar B'Teves was an event, but it was also an event of Ani Mamim Shekol Divrei Bemuna Shalema Shekol Divrei Nevi'im Emes. We were shaken up to the reality that the Navi is Emes. The Navi here is telling us today on Asar B'Teves the Yerushalayim is under siege. How do you know? Trust me, I'm a Navi. Hashem told this to me. And then when the messengers came, the Magidim arrived, it shook them up. It's a day of commemorating Emunas Chachonim, or the Amuna, in the Nevi'im. Okay, we're learning Navi all these years. So we have an appreciation of to understand the Nevi'im. That is a unique dimension to Asar B'Teves, at least the way it's presented here in Yechezkel, much more so, much different than the other Nevi'im. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. Umashol al beis hameri moshol. I want you, Yecheskel, I want you to go give a proverb. I want you to give the proverb, and the proverb is going to be going back to the parable. A parable that we learned way back about the pot and the seer. That the Yerushalayim is going to be the pot, and the people inside are going to be the meat, and they're going to be cooked and burned, they're going to be destroyed. I want you to go and give the following parable. I want you to set the pot. Shifos. Okay, repetition of the words twice. The gam yotzoik boimon. I want you to pour water in the pot. Pasuk dalit. Esoif nisochecho elech. I want you to gather its pieces, the piece of meat into the pot. Kol nesach toiv. Every good piece of meat, yorech vichosef, including the legs and the shoulders. Mivchar atzamim, the best bones, malay, take the best bones and fill up the pot with the best bones. And let's see what it's over here in the Subsukim, Pasik, Gimel and Dalit, in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudah Umashol, Emor, Moshal, Al Beis, Yisrael, Hamam, Rimbi, I want you to express the following parable upon the Jewish people who are rebelling against me. Okay, let's see, Pasik, next Mitzudos. Pasuk Gimel, Shefois Hasir Shefois. I want you to set the pot, put the pot nicely upon the range. Aroich, arrange, vehameir hakedero, the pot, al mekoy ma'amado, on its place, al hakira, on the stove. The gam also Shefois by ma'im. I want you to go and put water, lehispasho, that it should cook. So the second Shefois, okay, he doesn't really say Yitzog, also Shefos, pour, that's Yitzog. Shefach b'mayim lehis special pour water. Ulefi shem amu b'mashna. Why is Hashem using this specific parable? It's because He's throwing back to them their own words. Because years ago, when Yechezkel said to them that there's going to be a churban, they said nothing's going to happen to us. Yerushalayim is a pot, and we are the meat, and we're going to cook. We're going to cook until, in other words, we're going to die a natural death. We're going to live here under the security of the walls. We're going to develop and mature like a piece of meat develops and matures when it's being cooked. He has seer, the pad Yerushalayim is the seer of Anachna Basar. Lochendiv Ochas Gamhu B'Moshel B'Zeh HaMashliv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using their own words, but using it in a negative way to tell them you're going to be destroyed. Loimar Hayoyim Utchilas HaMotzor Shehu HaChone El HaKibush. Today is the beginning of the siege, which is the beginning of the conquest. Kimo shamoda sakedera alakira, just like a person puts a pot on the stove, yitzika samayim bohu achona el habishul, and the point of the water is achona for the cooking. Rashi, pasuk beis and gimel and dalit, Rashi Gilas Shafai Hasir Al Pi Akira B'Makom Moshava put the pot on the oven in its proper place. He Kiruya Shafisa B'Lashon HaMishnah. The setting of the pot upon the stone is called, is referred to with the term Shafisa. Sha'amir Rabbi Seinu Mikom Shafisa Shtei Kederos. Akira has a place where you can put two pots. We know there's a Tanur and a Kira. A tanur can only hold one pot, a kira can hold two pots, and the way the Mishnah describes the difference between the one pot and two pots, the placing is the word shefisa. The yoychnin echad shefis sakder v'yachad noisin sadusecha mayim v'yachad noisin sadusecha hatavlin, describing how to cook. One puts the pot down, one puts in the water, and one puts in the spices. Lamanu shash shefisahi oishava oishava al pi hakira ad shelo yitnu l'secha klum. Just putting the pot in its position before you add water, meat, ingredients. The hadugma hazo al Yerushalayim. Shamartem olecha hi hasir. You yourself, the people of Yerushalayim, told me, Yecheskel, that Yerushalayim is the pot. So you know that's right. At a boho esh, atia lesir. It's going to be a pot in a chanami. And the pot's going to be set up by Nevuchadnezzar on a fire to burn. And you, the people, the atem b'secho lebosar, you're going to be burnt in this pot. Yavoy Nevuchadnezzar harosha, the yitnena al pi ha'ur, he's going to put this pot on the fire, period. Umenachem perash l'shon sima is to set. Now what's the difference between the word sima and shifisa? I have no idea. From my vocabulary, it's all the same. Okay, sima means to put with precision. Shefis also means to put with precision. What's the difference? I don't know, maybe the word shefisa is unique to a pot. Sima is a word which you can use in reference to anything. Anything can be put somewhere, but the word shefisa is a word that's used specifically for a pot. V'gam yitzek b'mayim ha'heim tzorchei ha'motzar. The mayim are all of the needs for them of the siege. Yitzek, k'moy shefach, the word yitzek, it means like to pour. Okay, let's see the Radak. The Radak just says come out the same thing. And then we'll go to an interesting medrash. Okay, the Radak says, Shefoi chasir shefois, I want you to set the pot. V'zeh yase odam basir betchila, shefei soysa, this is what a person does first, he sets it. V'hu sheyosim oysa al has al hashefatayim. He puts it on the shefatayim, I guess that's the setting. The achar kach, and afterwards yotzik b'mam, he pours water. The achar kach, and after came. I'm sorry. Good, you're following along. That's really heartening. You're following along. Mashal as beis hamer mashal hasir hi Yerushalayim. The sir is Yerushalayim. The zeh hamashal hi ato timshal oisol lo kamoshim ha yumoshlim ayum hi asiv anachma basar. Not like you said that the Yerushalayim is the pot and we are the basar and we're going to cook. We're going to live at a long natural life. Just like have raw meat. A human being when it's born is raw. Just like a raw piece of raw meat. And you put the piece of meat on the range, on the fat, in the pot, and you let it cook for very slowly. And when you let it cook slowly, it's delicious. So too, we're going to die after having a wonderful, delicious existence in this world. Right, you wish. No one came into this world for fun. A delicious life. So Hashem says, and it's not the way it's going to work. You're right that Yerushalayim is the pot and you're the meat, but the meat's going to be burnt. The meat's not going to be edible when the process is over. It's going to be burnt. Kimo shekasav amara hashem nisvashana hashish. Like we learned this nevuah back in Perek Yud Aleph, Hashem now is throwing back to them their own very own words. Okay, next words of the Radak. Shefois hasir shefois zeyas sahadam asir. You should take the pot, put it in the right position. Batchila shefois hasav v'hu yishasim oisa ala hasifa tayim in its proper location. Yachkach yotzik b'mayim, pour water. V'yachkach, in other words, yosim b'basa b'sa, put the meat inside. V'yartiach ha'ish v'tachter, and then you go and light the fire underneath it. Ad shivush l'basa v'shis hasira. Now here he explains a little more detail. Ushefisas, the imagery, the metaphors. Ushefisas hasir ala hasifa tayim, putting the pot on its setting. Humashul. L'smichas Melech Bavel el Yerushalayim. This is a metaphor for Melech Bavel approaching and laying siege to Yerushalayim. Ki zehoy betchilas maasehu ba, v'yitzikas hamayim, pouring the water. That's the mashal ba. Who mashal shlo yitechoyz ba ha'ur mehera. The fire is not going to burn them quickly. You're going to suffer first. Ki hamayim ma'achnim habasar milispashal mehera. The water delays the meat from cooking quickly. If there is no water in the pot, it's pot roast, then the meat is cooked very quickly. So you're not going to be so lucky to die quickly. You're first going to have to suffer. Aval kishehiye b'mayim, when there's water, yispashel abosar ma'at ma'at, it cooks slowly. Ki oruchu yimei hamotzar mishona hatishiyis litzitkiyohu atshnas achas esrei, until the 11th year, 3 years. Kidei sheyichlu ma'at ma'at b'yushlaim borov ba'dever uvachev. So the water here is something very evil. The water over here is torture. If I'll put the meat in the pot and turn on the flame and have the meat get burnt, that means you would die very quickly. So at least you did not have to suffer very much. The fact that I'm going to pour in water is like putting the sponges on the Asara Gimalchus, Rechlein Ben Tradion. They put the sponges of sponge soaked in water on his body in order to prolong his suffering. That's exactly what's happening over here in this mashal. Gam yotzeik boi mayim, you pour water. Omar bo b'loshen zocho lasir. Bo is loshen, not bo, but it's bo, because we're referring to the pot. When we refer to the metaphor, we refer to Yerushalayim, then we refer to Lashon Nekeva. And that's why sometimes they refer to the water as the feminine bo. O zachor b'loshon nekeva, she nikreis gam ken kalachas, the pot. Sometimes we can refer to the word bo in reference to the pot, because sometimes the pot is also not the seer. The pot here in this section is also called the kalachas. Another word for a pot, shehi b'loshon nekeva. So if it's a seer, it's loshon zocher. If it's a kalachas, loshon nekeva. Okay, now there's a very interesting chazal. Now the chazal is interesting by itself, and part of it is tied into this pasuk. Let me just tell you the chazal. Let's talk about. I do not have a perush, but there's something very deep. I just want to point out and make mention, something for you to think about and for you to come up with a deep understanding of what this means. There is a four-way machloikis in the Gemara Masech Yoma when you offer a carbon oila, which part of the animal goes on the fire first. When they bring the animal up to the Mizbeach, there is a procession of Kohanim. There's a seder, how you bring the animal up. Now, animal has many parts. I think there were 13 Kohanim. 13 Kohanim had to participate in bringing the animal from the place of Shechita all the way up to the Mizbeach and up the Rev, all the way to the fire. Now, animal has legs, it has a head, it has shoulders, it has ribs, it has hindquarters, it has all different parts. What is the seder? Which part of the animal goes first in the procession? Four-way machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua says, derech hiluchai. The same way the animal walks, that's what goes first. Therefore, what comes first? The rosh. The head goes first. Then what comes first? The front two legs. Harosh, the haregel. Then comes the chest. The chest is the next most distinguished part that when the animal is in motion. The hagera. Hagera, what's the gera? The gera is the chest.
No, the throat.
The throat. Ushtei yodayim, ushtei defanos. Then the two back of the hindquarters. Ushtei defanos, the flanks. Ha'oikets, the tail, the haregel, and then another regel. Okay, basically the point is, what you see is what you get. The same way you see a living animal walking, when it's alive, it's walking, and you see when you look at it, you see certain things first, and you see things, that's how it will be offered on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a mistake. That's not the way you bring it. Oimer derech, I'm sorry, first Rabbi Yossi, derech hefshetai. The animal is dead, and now you begin to flay it. When you flay an animal, there's a procedure, there's a process, how you skin the animal. You don't start with the head. You cut by the head. That's what you call it. Harosh. Haregel, that's the same. Then it comes to oikets. Then comes the tail. Mm-hmm. I guess you cut all the way down to the tail. Then another regel. Then the defonois. Then the yadayim, hachozev, agera. Okay, whatever it is. But it's done there hefshet. The seder of hakrava on the mizbeach is according to the seder of flaying the animal. Which part of the animal you come in contact first when you skin the animal? Along comes Rabbi Akiva. You got it all wrong. He says it's derech nituchan. After you flay the animal, you then cut the meat. The butcher starts cutting the different chunks of meat out of the animal and puts it on the side. That has its own seder. And then comes Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and he says, derech iluyoy, what is most valuable. It's not the way the animal walks. It's not the way the animal flays. It is derech iluyoy. It is what is more valuable. Okay, so this is the rosh, and then he goes on to explain what's the most expensive part of the animal. He says the rosh. Is that true today? No, well, today. I guess maybe what's
the
tongue. Okay, maybe. Haregel, the achozer, the hagerosh, the adufanos, okitz, haregel, vashtei yodayim. Now, the only reason why the over here in both of my svarim that I use from midrashim, it quotes this chazal is because we have over here a difficulty. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the seder that he gives is first the shoulder. The shoulder is more choshuv than the legs. And look at this pasuk. In this pasuk, it says in pasuk Gimel. It says in pasuk Gimel, and I lost track of time. How much are we doing over here? Almost another couple of minutes. Okay, because your machine. By the way, your machine went dead, and my machine went dead in the beginning. So between me and you, we have a shidduch. Okay, we have a shidduch between me and you. So don't lose it. Okay, not that anyone's going to listen anyway, but anyway, just for personal records.
Does it go on the internet?
What?
Does it go on the internet?
No one listens. No one listens.
Listen. Someone called me from Connecticut. They listen every day to it.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, he thought it was a live share. He asked me what time it started.
All right. I have the stats. I don't see anyone listening. I see this someone from Connecticut. I don't see... All right. Derek, hello to Connecticut. Whoever's listening, welcome. Shalom Aleichem. Over here it says in this pasuk, what is it saying this pasuk that we just read? It said, we did this pasuk, we did Gimel and Dal, right? We did both pasukim? I didn't read it inside. I didn't read the Mefarshim inside. I just read only one pasuk by mistake. Okay, I forgot to read the Mefarshim pasuk Dalit, so I jumped ahead. I meant to learn the two pasukim together. I only read in the Mefarshim only pasuk Gimel, but let's just for the moment look at pasuk Dalit again. Put all of the pieces of meat into the pot, and what is called the nesach tov, the good, the tov means the ilu, the valuable pieces, yoreich, the legs, v'choseif, and the chozeh, the chest. So it's putting here in order, the legs are more valuable than the choseif, than the shoulder. But in the Gemara, it says that the choseif, the opinion, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who holds that the order of putting the piece of meat on the Mizbeach are done by Ilui, what is more valuable, puts first the Chozeh before the Yorech. So Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who went out of his way to disagree with three of his colleagues and tell them that the proper procedure of putting the meat on the Mizbeach goes Basu Ilui, and then he lists for us what is more Choshev, and he lists first the Chozeh, before he comes to the Yorech, the pasuk here in the Cheskel contradicts his opinion. And the Gemara answers, Enochinam yahi pikechusha. Very interesting is that it depends if the animal is a fat animal or the animal is a shvacha animal. Since here we're dealing with the people of Yerushalayim at the time of the Chorban, they're all begeder chaluch kechushim. They're all in the category of weaklings. They're weak spiritually, and they're weak physically due to the siege. So being that the shvach mention, that's why here when it's choshuv, even when you want to go derech ilui, the nechas toiv, the yorech, will come before the chozeh, the chest. But he is discussing in Bizban Shabbos, Hamidu Shayakayam, when Yisholo Oisim Mitzvah Shalmakim, and they're offering karbonos, and they have gzunta animals, and the animals are healthy and fat, then in Echanami, then he holds the koseif comes before the yorech. Okay, interesting. Gemara, Kasha, Teretz. The Gemara, what's interesting about this Chazal in its own right is this a very deep approach to life. This chazal, because here they're telling you, your person is bring a korban to Hashem. When you bring a korban to Hashem, what are you really bringing to Hashem? Yourself, right? The Ramban says that I should really a human sacrifice.
Grace of God, go by.
I should really give myself. I should throw myself on the mizbeach. It should be my blood, my fats, my meat. But you know, Hashem does not want human sacrifice. So this is going to be my replacement, my representative. And when I put the blood, it's like my blood. When I put the meat, it's my meat, it's my fat. So now, you know, an animal is complicated. There are many dimensions to a person's life. When you give Hashem shevach, praise, chaydah, or sacrifice yourself, what goes first? What is the priority in the Seder Avod? You know, Shmona Esrei, there's a very precise order. You start with the middle brachas, Das, Teshuvah, you know, you go through the whole Seder Shmona Esrei, everything has an order. So here there are four different approaches to life. When you come to offer yourself to Hashem, so you offer yourself derech hilucha. I don't know what this means. I just want to point out there's something very deep here. You offer yourself to Hashem derech hilucha, the way you go in life. You're like a live animal. Live animals walking in the street, and there are certain features that appear in the front, certain features that appear in the back. We're not going under the hood. No one's opening up, killing the animal. The animal's alive. You have to approach Hashem the way you approach life, the way you travel in life. When you travel in life, you go head first. You move. There are certain things which come. They're not necessarily the most chashev. They're not the most valuable. They're not the. But that's how you come to Hashem. The second opinion says no. You have to go derech hefshet. You got to go a little bit deeper. You got to skin. You got to see what's under the hood. Remove the surface. When you want to come to Hashem, be mispalo to Hashem. Don't come superficially. You come. Remove the skin. The next Ma'adam, it says, when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to present HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just enough, the animal's dead, and you've stripped the surface. You got to make some incisions. You got to go very, very deep. You got to cut things apart, analyze things in very, very great depth, and then come to Hashem. I think it's more demanding of how much. I think the third opinion is much more demanding. And the fourth opinion is, it's in terms of value. Perception, value, it's not necessarily you have to go and cut. I don't know all the nuance. You have to, you know, this all I can tell you here is this chomer lidrush, because you're coming here to offer yourself to Hashem. There are four different approaches. Is it the way you walk, the way you skin it, the way you cut it, the way, what's more valuable? And this happens to be an interesting piece of Gemara as it applies to this pasuk. This pasuk of the order, neitach toiv, yonich v'choseif, what exactly is the proper order? Kochush versus Shamein. All right, we're going to stop here.